This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stones of various development projects worth around 6,350 crore rupees in Varanasi. The projects cover key sectors like rail, road, water, healthcare, tourism and urban infrastructure. The Prime Minister also flagged off two new Amrit Bharat Express trains and laid the foundation stone of other rail projects. Mr. Modi launched the projects during the Mahila Sammelan organized in his parliamentary constituency. Speaking on the occasion, he said the country's women power is the strongest pillar of developed India and the government is committed to ensuring women's participation in the country's policy making. The Prime Minister sought blessings of women for the achievement of a major national goal to implement reservation for women in the Lok Sabha and legislative assemblies.
मुझे देश हित के एक बड़े लक्ष्य की प्राप्ति के लिए आप सबका आशीर्वाद चाहिए और ये बड़ा लक्ष्य है महिलाओं के लिए आरक्षण को लागू करना सपा और कांग्रेस जैसे दलों की वजह से हमारा ये प्रयास संसद में सफल नहीं हो पाया मैं आप सभी बहनों को भरोसा देता हूं आपके आरक्षण का हक लागू हो इसमें कोई कसर बाकी नहीं छोड़ूंगा
The Prime Minister came down heavily on the opposition, saying that dynastic parties like Congress, Samajwadi Party and Trinamool Congress do not like increasing women's seats in the parliament and assemblies. Mr. Modi said the two Amrit Bharat trains flagged off will enhance connectivity between Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra. The stage is all set for voting in West Bengal for the second and final phase of assembly elections today. A total of 142 constituencies across 7 districts will go to polls in this phase. Counting of votes will be taken up on the 4th of next month, along with Tamil Nadu, Assam, Keralam and Puducherry assembly elections. The government has assured 100% supply of domestic LPG, PNG for households and CNG for transport across the country. Addressing an interministerial briefing in New Delhi, Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma said, domestic LPG supply remains stable, with no dry outs reported at any distributorship. Director in the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Mukesh Mangal, said that all Indian seafarers in the region are safe and no incident involving any Indian-flagged vessel has been reported in the last 24 hours. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology, Ashwini Vaishnav, has said that the country is rapidly emerging as a trusted global electronics manufacturing partner under Prime Minister Modi's Make in India vision. Mr. Vaishnav, along with Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu, laid the foundation stone of Google Cloud India AI Hub in Visakhapatnam. In view of adverse weather conditions, President Draupadi Murmu's proposed visit to Atal Tunnel in Rohtang tomorrow has been cancelled. According to official sources, the decision was taken on security grounds due to continuous deteriorating weather, strong winds and possibility of rain or snowfall in the region. During her visit to Himachal Pradesh, President Murmu was scheduled to inspect the Atal Tunnel and interact with the officials of the Border Roads Organization. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met United Nations General Assembly President Annalena Baerbock in New Delhi. In a social media post, the minister said that during the meeting, both the sides had discussions on the United Nations 80th Anniversary Initiative, Sustainable Development Goals, AI implications and the West Asia conflict. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Punjab Kings by 6 wickets at New Chandigarh, chasing a target of 223 runs set by Punjab Kings. Rajasthan Royals scored 228 for 4 in 19.2 overs. Earlier, Rajasthan Royals won the toss and opted to bowl. Put into bat, Punjab Kings scored 222 for 4 in stipulated 20 overs. Today, Mumbai Indians will take on Sunrisers Hyderabad at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai at 7:30 p.m. local time. And Indian weightlifters put up a strong show at the Commonwealth Youth and Junior Championships in Samoa, winning 4 gold medals on day 2. Sunil Singh claimed gold in men's 65kg category, while Yajang Fa Gogoi topped the women's 58kg division. And that is the end of this news bulletin.